VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. Emergency workers in the mid-Atlantic state of North Carolina are warning people to finish their preparations Wednesday for the arrival of an especially powerful hurricane. The storm is expected to bring life-threatening rainfall of 50 to 75 centimeters, storm surge, and winds of up to 205 kilometers per hour beginning late Thursday. Some areas could get more than 100 centimeters of rain. As much of the East Coast prepares for the storm, President Trump is again playing up last year's response to a hurricane in Puerto Rico.
The official death toll in Puerto Rico jumped to nearly 3,000 a few weeks ago, but the president yesterday rejected criticism of his administration's response to the U.S. territory.
The Puerto Rico was an incredible, unsung success.
He tweets this morning, it was an unappreciated great job, noting Puerto Rico is an inaccessible island with very poor electricity. He's also ripping San Juan's mayor as incompetent. As for Florence, the president says, we are ready for the big one that is coming. Sagar Meghani at the White House.
The United States says it has determined that Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates are taking sufficient steps to prevent civilian destruction in Yemen, where Saudi coalition airstrikes have killed thousands of civilians. Congress had given U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo until Wednesday to certify that the coalition is taking steps to reduce civilian deaths. Officials in Afghanistan's eastern Nangarhar province say the death toll from Tuesday's suicide bombing has now risen to 68. The attack happened in Dhaka village in the remote Momandara district, as people gathered to demand the dismissal of a local police commander. This is VOA News. Russian President Vladimir Putin said Wednesday his government knows the identity of the two men Britain has accused of carrying out the poisoning of an ex-Russian spy in March.
Speaking at a panel of an economic conference in Russia's Far East, Putin has insisted the two poisoned spy suspects don't work for the Russian military. He told delegates, "We know who these people are, but there's nothing special or criminal about their activities, I can assure you." Asked by the panel's moderator if the men did work for the military, Putin replied that they're civilians, and called on the men to come forward, adding that the two should go to some media outlet and tell about themselves. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
UN human rights experts are warning that all-out war in the northern Syrian enclave of Idlib would result in the massacre of civilians, worse than any other scene throughout more than 7 years of war in Syria. Correspondent Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
Since Syria's civil war broke out in 2011, more than 6.5 million people have become internally displaced. In less than the first 6 months of this year, the Independent Commission of Inquiry finds fighting has forced more than 1 million people to flee their homes. It says this unparalleled number of displacements is due to escalating battles by pro-government forces to recapture territory from armed groups and terrorist organizations.
People are deserting the English-speaking regions of Cameroon after hundreds of armed separatists and the military were involved in Tuesday's bloody conflicts in five towns and villages, leaving at least 15 people dead. Correspondent Moki Edwin Kinzika reports from southwestern Cameroon.
Bernard Okalia-Bilai, governor of the southwest region, says he is pleading with the separatists to drop their guns and stop the carnage. He says the upcoming presidential election should offer an opportunity for them to democratically express their views should they be disgruntled with the government.
We should stop the killings, the kidnapping, the disturbances, and all the nuisance that the present crisis has brought in our region.
A new report from the anti-corruption organization Transparency International says the United States is among only 7 major exporting countries that have active law enforcement against companies that bribe foreign officials in exchange for business deals. The other countries are Germany, Israel, Italy, Norway, Switzerland, and Britain. The 7 countries combined account for just 27% of world exports. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Christopher Cruz, VOA News.